This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health, Fitness, and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with television host, model, and actress Adrian Janik. Adrian is best known as the co-host of the former TLC show Overhaulin', and she will be seen this January as host of the new Varea Living Network show, Fit, Famous, and Fabulous. We are talking to Adrian today about health, fitness, and diet and the importance of women, wives, and mothers taking time for themselves in terms of their own health and well-being. Adrian, certainly a privilege and honor to have you a part of eHealth Radio today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. So how did you get into modeling and acting, and at what age did you get started, and what were some of the earlier types of modeling and acting jobs that you partook in?
Oh, gosh. Well, now I'm going to date myself. I actually started in this industry 20 years ago, which was pretty much right out of high school. My mom actually did not let me model during high school. She wanted me to be a normal teenager, do the normal teenager stuff, which looking back, I'm very grateful for, because this is such, it's a hard industry. So for a child or, you know, minor to be in it, it's a very tough job to work in. So right out of high school, I actually did local modeling contests and, you know, never got first place. I would always get second or third place. And, you know, the people would always tell me, you know, you really should go visit the Los Angeles, you know, agencies. I grew up right outside of Los Angeles in Whittier, which was about 45 minutes east of Los Angeles. So, but to think of going to Hollywood was just, I was afraid. So it took me about a year to muster up the courage to go visit different agencies. So I did eventually, and at the time I signed with the Nina Blanchard Agency, which eventually became Ford Models. And 20 years later, they are still my home. So modeling is actually where I got my start, and I have to give them a lot of credit because they have been supporting me throughout my career and branching out to hosting and acting and, you know, producing. So it's they've been really good to me. I'm very grateful to Ford.
And how did you land the job on the popular TLC show Overhaulin', and did you know about cars when you started out on the show? That would be a curiosity of mine. And is it true that you restored your own classic car? You got to tell me what classic car that was.
Yeah, you know, getting involved with Overhaulin', because, you know, coming from the fashion world, I mean, I've always loved fashion. I mean, when I was a little girl, I would make clothes for my Barbies out of my mom's old nylons, the one she was about to throw away because it had runs in it. So I would design my own clothes. So I've always, always loved fashion. So when I got into modeling, it was just kind of a dream of mine. Here I am living, you know, my dream as a little girl, you know, trying on beautiful clothes and getting to model. And so when Overhaulin' came around, I was actually already getting into acting. I already had done several sitcoms, you know, co-star and guest star roles. So I was hired as an actress to play the pranks, you know, different characters for the pranking portion of Overhaulin', because we on the show, we would have to prank the person that we were restoring their car, so they wouldn't kind of, so we'd kind of throw them off their, throw the scent off, so to speak. So I played an insurance adjuster. I played this really nasty auto shop owner's wife. So when the first host left after two seasons to pursue other opportunities, they asked me to step in as the new co-host. And I thought, oh, my gosh. I go, I'm not a host. I've never really hosted before. I'm an actress, so I wouldn't know what to do. And most importantly, I know nothing about cars. I come from the fashion world. So I turned it down at first. And they came back. They said, listen, you know, we think you'd be great. And I ended up accepting on one condition, that I told them that I did not want to pretend to know about cars, because the automotive world knows a fake from the real deal. So I said, let me play it so that women at home, guys at home, just, you know, because it's a family show. I want to be the voice of the people that don't know about cars, and I wanted to ask the questions, and I wanted them to learn along with me. So I played it that way, and it seemed to work, you know, 47 episodes later, and I learned so much about cars. I definitely caught the car bug on that show, and I have a great, great appreciation for American classics and, you know, all the work that goes into building cars.
Impressive. So what was the classic car that you restored, by the way?
Yeah, so from there, you know, there were so many cars, and people kept asking me, if you could rebuild your own car, what would it be? And finally, there was an episode where we actually rebuilt a car for a guy that just came home from Iraq, and he had a 68 Firebird. And I thought, oh, my gosh. Like, you know when you see the cartoons and they have hearts in their eyes when they fall in love with something? That was me. I was just attached to this car to the point where at the end when we gave him his car back, I said, hey, listen, you know, if you really don't like this car, I will be more than happy to take it. And he looked at me like I was some crazy girl. But that was it. I was like, the 68 Firebird is my car. I just felt very attached to it. And plus also my dad had a 69 GTO, and I just love Pontiac. So I ended up building a 1968 Firebird on a show called Hot Rod TV. So they kind of followed me in my journey. You know, I was very hands-on. I designed the color. I helped put the engine in. I was very, very hands-on with building my classic dream car. So it was great. I really learned a lot. And when I drive that car, it's such a great feeling driving something that I you know, put my own hands on to work versus, hey, I bought this car. It's such a different feeling, and it's a great feeling, too, of accomplishment.
Now, you are the host of the new Viria Living Network series, Fit, Famous, and Fabulous. The magazine format show will start airing in January, and you have many famous people as guests, which will be interesting. Now, who are some of the famous people you will have on, and what sort of activities did you do with them or will do?
Oh, gosh. You know, I had such a blast filming this show because there were so many guests that I was so excited to have on that I really admire. For example, and so many nice people. I mean, everybody was so cool and down to earth. I got to hang out with Antonio Sabato Jr., and he's really big on gymnastics. And I have to say, this guy, for his age, is in such amazing shape. He is an amazing gymnast. I mean, he trains 5 days a week. I mean, he trains at a real hardcore, you know, gymnastic gym where people are there training to be on the next Olympic team. So they put me through some hardcore training. I'm way too tall to be a gymnast, so that's going to make for good TV. I got to cook with Rocco DiSpirito. We cooked a lot of dishes that were 350 calories or less. And basically his thing is you don't have to skimp on flavor or great food to be healthy, and that's what I liked about it. He has a really great angle, and I could just sit there and have him cook for me all day, and I'll just eat. Let's see, I hung out with Mariel Hemingway. She's very big on, you know, growing her own fruits and vegetables and gluten-free. Ed Begley Jr., he's also big on growing his own fruits and vegetables. I hung out with Kendra Wilkinson. We did an NFL football workout, which is pretty grueling. But, I mean, it's just we have so many different fun guests, and we actually show these celebrities in a really real positive light. Like, we show the human side of them because people think that celebrities are very untouchable or unattainable, but we show them they're regular, everyday people. They work hard for their bodies. They, you know, eat healthy to look a certain way. There is no secret or trick. It's all hard work. It is what the bottom line of this show is.
Today we are with television host, model, and actress Adrienne Janik. Adrienne is best known as the co-host of the former TLC show Overhaulin', and she will be seen this January, as mentioned, as host of the new Viria Living Network show, Fit, Famous, and Fabulous. And she's joined us here on eHealth Radio's Health, Fitness, and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Adrienne is someone who must stay in perfect shape, like yourself, in order to work in front of the camera. You know, it must have been a little frightening when you got pregnant and saw your body changing so quickly. Were you worried that this could hurt your future career?
You know, when I first became pregnant, I was very excited because, you know, I was ready to start a family. And to be honest, at first, yeah, it was a little difficult, like, okay, but a healthy pregnancy, you have to gain weight. So I pretty much just let it go to the point where it was a nice break for me not to have to worry about, oh, I can't eat this, I can't eat that, I can only eat salads, just because being in this industry since I was 17, it just, you know, I was tired. So to actually let all that go and eat everything I craved, I actually enjoyed my pregnancy. I loved it. I didn't care if I gained weight at the time. So, you know, 40 pounds later, I just, you know, I loved mac and cheese and all the comfort foods. That's what I was craving, and I didn't resist it. I gave into it because I figured, hey, that's what my body needs, and, you know, I want a healthy baby, and I did have a healthy baby, 8 pounds. So I think it was more afterwards where it kind of, you know, sunk in like, oh, boy, I just gained 40 pounds, so I have to lose all this if I want to get back to work. So it was post-pregnancy where I was a little worried. During my pregnancy, I enjoyed every minute of it, and I loved being pregnant. I loved eating everything I wanted to, and but it was, I have to be honest, it was post-pregnancy that I was a little leery, like, okay, how am I going to do this? This is not the fun part.
Yeah, and so speaking of which, what did you do to lose your pregnancy weight, and what sort of diet did you go on, and what types of exercises did you do to help get off the weight and stay in shape?
Yeah, well, you know, people, you know, were telling me, oh, you're going to lose the weight really quick. You know, you're a model. It's going to come off easy. If you breastfeed, you're going to be really skinny. Well, let me tell you, it was the complete opposite. I did not lose the weight in 3 months. I nursed my baby. The weight still did not come off because I just could not keep up with him. I mean, he was a big baby when he was born, and, you know, I had to constantly eat so my milk supply wouldn't run low. So I just had to eat. So it was actually when I stopped nursing is when I was able to kind of, you know, go back to, you know, eating a balanced meal, start exercising. So this was probably about 9 months. When my baby was 9 months old, and I decided, okay, I'm tired of wearing the leggings and the oversized T-shirts, and I hate diet pills and all these quick fixes. I'm a big believer in portions, you know, just good small portions and exercise. So it took me a good year to lose the 40 pounds and then another 6 months to kind of tighten everything back up. Because even when I lost the weight, I was still kind of squishy. So, you know, it was at least a good year and a half before I got my body back. And it was a lot of hard work. But to me, the secret for me was portion control and just good old-fashioned exercise.
And what advice would you have for new mothers about finding time for themselves away from their children? Is it important for wives and mothers to have me time? I mean, I would think so.
Oh, definitely. I mean, at first, I was just all about my baby. I wanted to spend every single minute with him to the point where even my mom would say, hey, why don't you go out to lunch with your friends? I'll watch the baby. I was just so, I don't want to say obsessed with him. I just wanted to spend every single minute with him, but she was right. You know, I needed some me time just to get out and speak to another adult and, you know, just go out maybe for a stroll in the mall and look at cute clothes that I still couldn't fit in at the time. But no, I think it's very important. I don't think it's selfish at all. At first I used to feel guilty, but at the end of the day, I always say a happy mom is a happy home. And even if it's just a walk around the block by yourself or, you know, having lunch with your girlfriends or just doing something for yourself, it definitely, for me, it kind of recharged me and gave me, you know, just like a fun little boost. But I think it's very important for moms to try and schedule some me time, even if it's an hour, you know, a couple times a week. It makes such a big difference in, you know, physically, mentally, everything.
Well, if you would, before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about you and also be in potential contact?
You can get more information on Fit, Famous, and Fabulous on Varea.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Adrienne Janik. I also have a website, AdrienneJanik.com. And hopefully everyone can tune in and watch the show. It's going to be a really fun show. I have a lot of fun celebrities. And I'm a big advocate on, you know, just eating healthy and exercising because, like I said before, there is no secret pill in a bottle to, you know, make you healthy. I just think if you're healthy overall, you're going to be healthy for your family, for your kids, and, you know, it's a lifestyle.
And speaking of all that, being healthy and staying fit, in conclusion, what would be one bit of advice that you would like to share with the audience on that? You know, where would they start if they just aren't, you know, they find themselves, they're not pleased with their body weight or their health situation right now? What could they do to, you know, take steps to turning that around?
I think it starts at home. I think eating healthy, like throw out all the junk food. Sodas are not even allowed in my house because it's just, they're unnecessary calories. We have coconut water at home. We drink, you know, water and, let's see what else. No chips, just a lot of processed foods. You know, I love for my family to eat, you know, fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. There's so many great alternatives these days, for snacks and healthy eating that, just by switching what you eat alone, you could lose pounds just from switching, you know, switching to a healthier diet. Then, of course, exercise. You know, you want to keep your heart healthy and, you know, your muscles strong. And especially for women, it's very important because as we get older, you know, there's osteoporosis. We want to keep our bones strong. So it's just, it's not about being the perfect size 4 or size 6 or, you know, looking like the supermodel, you know, in the pages of Vogue. It's about being healthy and feeling good for not just for yourself, but for your family, because you want to be around for a long time. I want to be around for a long time and see my grandkids and be able to run with my son and keep up with him, you know, because he's such an active little boy. I don't want to be that mom that can't keep up with her son. So a lot of what I do to stay healthy is for my family and for my son. So I say that it starts at home. You know, go through your pantry, get rid of all the junk food and you know, start stocking up on fresh fruits and veggies and healthy alternatives for snacks, because they are out there. There's definitely a lot of choices now than there was even 20 years ago.
Well, Adrian, I'm certainly happy that you joined us today, and I'm certainly looking forward to your new show, Fit, Famous, and Fabulous, on the Berea Living Network.
Thank you so much. I hope you can tune in.
You bet. Certainly will. And we've been speaking with television host, model, and actress Adrian Janik. Adrian is best known as the co-host of the former TLC show Overhauling, and she will be seen this January as host of the new Berea Living Network show, Fit, Famous, and Fabulous. And once again, the website of reference is simply adrianjanik.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health, Fitness, and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.